I'm North Sound meteorologist Ted Beener with a Weather Minute powered by the Everett Post. July is usually the warmest month of the year, and the weather during the first half of this week is going to reflect that heat. Higher pressure aloft over the Rocky Mountain region is expected to build toward the Pacific Northwest through Tuesday. The associated southerly flow aloft, combined with weakening surface onshore flow from the Pacific Ocean, will result in the significant warming. High temperatures across the North Sound are anticipated to warm into the 80s Tuesday and Wednesday, while usually warmer locations such as the Cascade Foothills will rise above 90. Urban area low temperatures are forecast to drop only into the 60s, while more rural locations will cool into the 50s. The combination of hot days and warm nights will enhance health risks. Most vulnerable are the very young, the elderly, and those with respiratory and heart conditions. To find relief from the heat, visit air-conditioned facilities. Area waterways also offer the opportunity to cool off. Keep in mind those waterways remain cold. If on the water, on either human-powered or motorized vessels, be sure to wear a life jacket for safety. The heat will also exacerbate the ongoing dry conditions, enhancing the threat of wildfires. Last week, a roadside fire occurred along State Route 525, the Mukilteo Speedway. Be sure to keep any burning materials in vehicles and tighten tow chains to avoid pavement sparks that can ignite roadside fires. Outdoor burn bans are in place for much of the North Sound. For details, visit your local fire district website. Last Wednesday's lightning outbreak sparked many wildfires in Oregon and eastern Washington. The developing weather pattern early this week is expected to draw in wildfire smoke from Oregon, British Columbia, and eastern Washington. Air quality is expected to deteriorate by midweek. Use of N95 masks can help avoid breathing in wildfire smoke, particularly important for those with respiratory health concerns. Relief from the heat is forecast starting Thursday. The high pressure aloft is expected to shift inland to the east, allowing cooler low-level onshore flow from the Pacific to increase. This weather pattern change will mark the return of morning marine clouds and drop high temperatures down mainly into the 70s. This has been a Weather Minute. I'm North Sound meteorologist Ted Beener.